Welcome to the Mustang Champions Insights Podcast, the connecting audiences with those who work with, train, and compete with American Mustangs. Join us as we talk to fellow Mustang champions about their perspectives and experiences in working with Mustangs as companions and champions. Here's your host, Matt Manroe.
Thank you for joining us on the Mustang Champions Insights Podcast. Whether you know or may not know, Mustang Champions is a nonprofit, and we do work in partnership with the Bureau of Land Management Wild Horse and Burro Program. And it's really to help them get Mustangs adopted or purchased, Mustangs that have been gathered off the range. And it is an expense to the American taxpayer. So we're really trying to do our part with our government grant and our programs to get as many Mustangs adopted and purchased as possible, get them into what's called private care. And I look at it as getting them into homes. So I am Matt Manroe. I am the Executive Director of Mustang Champions. And with this podcast, we just hope to introduce you to people from different backgrounds and experience that currently own or have worked with and trained Mustangs for competitions as workhorses or just to be great companion horses. So we want you to understand those differences between Mustangs and domestic horses. So hopefully you will be intrigued one day to the point that you will want to adopt or purchase an American Mustang for your very, very own. So thank you for joining us. It is absolutely my honor today to be interviewing and talking with our most recent Mustang champion, Laura Wilson. She just won the 2025 Mustang Classic in Rolex Stadium at the Kentucky Horse Park with a very, very unique Mustang who I think is going to change lives. Time will tell, but his name is One Ear Wonder. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me. You're just coming off a huge weekend. I know at minimum you won $50,000. I have a feeling you won a little bit more than that.
Yes, I won in total $52,500 with the win off of dressage and then the third after stadium.
So not a bad take for a weekend horse show. What do you say?
Exactly. It was a great weekend. It could not have come out better.
Okay. So let's just go backwards a little bit. And I'd really like to kind of understand a little bit more about your equestrian history, how you got started, where you live, what you do.
So I live in Forest Hill, Maryland. I have my entire life. My mom grew up riding and she competed up to intermediate level in eventing. So I was born into horses. I grew up riding many different horses, ponies. And then my mom saw on Facebook one day that there was a auction going on the Pryor Mountains in 2012. And she had this crazy idea of going out there and getting a wild Mustang. We've never seen a Mustang, been around them, but she just had a feeling that this horse named Kayanta was meant to be ours. So she went out there, she bought her, and that kind of started our love for Mustangs. And then since then, we've just gotten more. And a couple, you know, probably 5-6 years ago, I had the desire to train them from the wild, which I've never done. I've always gotten them like gentled and tip trained. So I really thought it'd be a great challenge to do one from the very beginning and see what the process was like.
So talk about some of the Mustangs that you have competed with in your past.
So one of the horses that I will never forget is a mare named River, who is a 16-1 hand Mustang mare from Paisley Desert in Oregon. And I took her the prelim level in eventing. And I completed many prelims with her, and she just really gave me a love for eventing and how much of a heart these Mustangs really have. So she was a big one. And then last year, my mare, Shorty, that I took to the Classic, I did great things with her. I took her to the AECs after 6 months of her being broke to ride. And then I got second 2 months later at the Area 2 Championships in Maryland. So, I mean, I've just had such amazing luck getting these Mustangs that love to jump and do the things that I love to do.
My experience was with thoroughbreds, and this is like my teenage years. And I now have two Mustangs that my daughter and I adopted as yearlings for her to compete with about 12 years ago. And I just find it's different. It's a different experience in how they connect with you. How do you describe the difference with Mustangs and domestic horses?
They just like really try for you. And when you get them wild and you gentle them from the very beginning, like them having like very little to no human interactions, they just really just, if you do it right, it is so rewarding. And they just try so much harder than any domesticated horse I've been around. And it's just incredibly rewarding to have the connection and the bond with these horses that have, been rounded up and put into holding, and then you get them, and then you spend countless hours just trying to touch them and do things with them. So, I mean, it's just amazing, and the feeling is unmatched to do it, and their try is just crazy for what they've been through and how much we don't know, like their past, and they just will do anything for you. Once you get their trust, they will literally do anything.
Okay, so I think that brings us up to the present. And let's talk a little bit about this horse that you adopted and competed with and just won with. Talk about One Ear. I mean, No Ear, excuse me, One Ear. He is One Ear.
Yes. So I was on the internet adoption. I knew I had competed at the Mustang Classic last year, and I knew I wanted to do it again. I loved it so much. So I was casually looking for a horse, and I saw him on the internet adoption in November, and I just fell in love with him. His beautiful Palomino color, his cute face. And I've told everyone this, but I would have gotten him with two ears or one ear. I did not care. I really just liked how he was, his movement, his type, how sporty he looked. And so I was lucky enough to win him on the auction. I picked him up. And, started our journey. I think I touched him for the first time January 24th of this year. And I believe February like 18th, I put my first ride on him in Florida. And then I just started riding him and doing all the things.
And you just competed with him September 4 through 6. So that is not a lot of months of training to be able to have the skills that he showcased at Mustang Classic.
No, it is not. And he really impressed me, because in those very short 8 months, it's the time is you really have to be careful. You have to be very diligent with your time and what you're doing to make sure you're getting ready for the dressage, the jumping, the working equitation, and then preparing for the freestyle if you are lucky enough to make the top 10. And in those probably like 2 months ago, I hurt my knee really bad where I couldn't ride, and I basically just lunged him and went on trail rides and was just praying that he wouldn't decline in his training at all, because I knew I was going in Kentucky in September and I knew I had to be ready, and I like to be competitive. So I really was trying to put my best foot forward and make him as ready and prepare him the most I could. But with me getting injured, it really set me back, and I was pretty nervous coming into it because I took him to a couple local hunter shows, but nothing with a big atmosphere like Kentucky is, or even the Rolex Arena. So I was really impressed with, he really tried and got there and acted like a complete pro, made me look like I was a great trainer. And he just really impressed me, because I feel like I had prepared him, but not as much as I would like to have. And I was just really impressed with him.
What do you think about Mustang Classic?
I think it's amazing. I grew up watching the 100-day ones when, the trainers would get them and have 100 days to train them, and I thought that was amazing. I just personally thought it was a little fast for me to do my best job, and thought I could make, like a big improvement with the Mustang. So once I found out that the Mustang Classic was having, you had a good, like, months and months to train, I knew I had to do it because I've always wanted to do it. And I was just so excited that it was the English version, which I always grew up in English, and it could not have been better. I'm so thrilled that people like me can do it with the English and get these Mustangs and show people how amazing they are in the English discipline.
And this may be getting ahead of ourselves, but I believe that One Ear has the huge potential to be a major ambassador for Mustangs, certainly, but also as how to succeed against adversity, I might say it that way. Talk a little bit about your mother and what she does. I saw a little mini stick horse. Talk about the potential here with One Air.
So my mom writes books, and she has always wanted to write a book about Wonder. And so with him, winning, she's really like gung-ho about writing a book about him, and is going to start on it very soon to get his name out there in every aspect, with not with me competing him more and getting him, letting the world see what this amazing horse Mustang can do with one ear, having a pass like he's had, having the ear removed at some point in time in the wild, and then, working past that trauma, whatever that may be, and being doing great things and letting people, know his story. And my mom writing a book about him and getting the word out for every age possible and just growing on that. And then she, she's very funny, and she got stick horses made, and with the one ear, which is super cute. So yeah, she got those made, and people just fell in love with them. People were asking for them everywhere I went, and we just did not have enough to give to everybody. So that would be really cool to, do that at some point in time.
Well, and correct me, she is a child book.
Yes, for children's books. Yes.
Yes. I know, I think this has an amazing potential as far as really inspiring young people. The other thing that I heard is there are going to be some people that are going to try to make him get him to be a briar horse, which is always an honor for any horse. But especially to have Mustangs in the Briar Horse archives is to me always a wonderful honoring thing.
Yes, that would be so cool if we can make that happen. I'm going to continue to compete him and get his name out there and showcase him as a Mustang after just winning this amazing event. And really, I mean, the potential is endless. So, I mean, I could not be more excited for his future and me riding him during that.
What's next for you?
I don't know yet. He's getting a little bit of vacation. He had a stressful week, long trip home, and then we'll probably start looking at some things in the next couple of months and get him out there and show people what a one-eared Mustang can do, and his resilience through all of this, that showing people how amazing Mustangs are. And then, him being very rare and only being the one-eared Mustang. So, yeah.
And what about future competitions, future adoptions for you?
Oh, I would love to do it next year. I'm planning on getting a Mustang in the next couple of months. We'll see when I can get one and find one, and then hopefully we'll be preparing for the Mustang Classic in 2026.
Well, again, absolutely congratulations. You are a poster child for us, for Mustang Champions. And that you're making the dream come true. And people get to witness that. And it's just an honor for us as an organization to be able to provide the opportunity for you and your Mustangs to achieve greatness on our platform. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any,
It was a
anything
dream
else,
come
anything
true.
else you'd like to say?
It was a dream come true winning it. I could not imagine. I did not go into the weekend thinking that would have happened. And just throughout it, I was just incredibly grateful for everyone around me, helping me, supporting me. And to be able to come out with that such success is just crazy. I have no words for how grateful I am for you guys putting it on, and just everyone involved just did an amazing job. All the other competitors were so nice. And I just had, it was such a good time. And I'm really looking forward to next year.
So, thank you everyone out there for listening to this podcast. I'm sure you can join me in congratulating Laura and hope that there will be many more Lauras in the future. That's it for this episode of Mustang Champions Insight Podcast. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mustang Champions Insights Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this insightful journey into the world of the American Mustang. Please share this episode and contact Matt anytime at matt.manro@mustangchampions.org. And join us again for another episode of the Mustang Champions Insights Podcast on the Equus Radio Network.